Tonight, and we're going to jump right in. And so thank you all for joining us online, and thank you for those of you who are here live at New Day Christian Church. So there's a lot of buzz that's been going around in our community about one church. And so Pastor Mike, Pastor George, why don't you all tell us what exactly was the concept of one church and how did that come about?
I guess I can kick it off. Back in my leave of absence for the months I was gone, our church did a wonderful job of getting pastors to fill in while I was gone. And one of those particular Sundays that I had to fill in was Pastor George. And I was so out of the loop, I didn't know who was coming when or what or how. I was in Florida. And when Pastor George texted me and said, I got a question, said, what would you think about the Sunday I preach for you? That I would love to maybe cancel services at New Day and bring everybody with me to worship together at Summit. What do you think about that? So I called him because I was going to take a walk on the beach in Florida. And I said, man, just tell me what's going on. When are you coming? Because I don't have an idea. I'm out of the loop. And he told me when. I said, I'll be there. And that happened. And that particular day I was there in worship. And I told George, I said, I think it'd be truly a taste of heaven. And it truly was a taste of heaven that day of worshiping together. And that's what began the process for God to begin a movement in my heart for what we came to be known as One Church for those 6 weeks. Then I did come back from sabbatical, from leave of absence, and I approached Pastor George right in the parking lot here, and I said, George, I got a big question that God's laid in my heart, and it's a big ask. And I said, what would it look like for us to come together for an extended period of time? Because that one Sunday was amazing. And George, I remember you said something about pretty intriguing, we need to pray about this or something like that.
Yes.
And so we began praying, and I said, I know it's a big ask, but I need to ask because God asked me to ask you. And so we began praying and met a couple weeks later, and we both felt like this thing was something that God really wanted us to do. And it was just so out of that became the birthing of the whole concept of One Church. It became the birthing of the 6 weeks. Somebody even asked, I think one time, why 6 weeks? Y'all ask God, I don't know. Where we had six was the number that Vegas came through about the 6 weeks, and really came together for those 6 weeks of time to worship together. And I think really one church, George, came in the fact we said we're coming together as the body of Christ for 6 weeks, and just seeing God do some amazing things for 6 weeks on one campus. And so it wasn't a statement of anything else but saying, you know what, we are the body of Christ. We're two parts of the body coming together for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's it. You know, it was a simple ask. My going over to Summit during your sabbatical, didn't know. I mean, we're just going over. I just thought it was a good thing for us to be together as a church, for our whole church to go. And then when you came and asked me in the parking lot if that would be something we would consider, it seemed right. You know, it just seemed, I prayed about it, it seemed right, didn't know anything else other than that. And I think the fruit of it, the righteousness of it was that peace came out of it. You know, it was sown in peace, and it just through and through was right. I believe you heard from God for the first time, you did a good job. No,
it was truly, it scared me at first because I knew that we had done something for 6 weeks that pretty much is a large part unprecedented within the body of Christ. And so we just felt like it was something that we needed to do and move forward in and see how God worked among us. And so we've seen how that was the beginning steps of just God stirring us and moving us. I've been very challenged of late about a statement called, sometimes all it takes is 20 seconds of insane courage to do something for God. And that one question I had to raise was me sweating bullets to say, George, God's moved upon me. And really, what moved my heart for this whole concept was this. You know, we can be racially divided. We can be culturally divided. There's all kind of divides we have among us. But it really convicted me that the body of Christ as a whole, we have trouble coming together. We have trouble. It's not just on any one issue. We have trouble coming together as the body of Christ, period. So that's what moved my heart and stirred my heart was we need to find a way for the body of Christ to come together. And then God really spoke to me about also about even in our community, in our world, Man, we have political parties that can't even elect a Speaker of the House. And they're supposed to be united. It's a message our world needs to hear of coming together. Come together. So that's what served me.
No, and I think had it been a fiasco, had we done this, and it would have just been an idea, you know, let's just say he had some spaghetti and he wasn't really hearing from God, but he just said, you know, let's throw this out, then it probably would have been a fiasco. It probably would not have gone off, and we would have, you know, just been pining for the day, that last 6 weeks when it would be over with and we'd be able to go, or it could have just ended early. I think proof positive, the proof is in the pudding. You know, I think for everyone who had a heart for it, I think we realized that, man, he heard from God. He heard from God, we responded, and because of that, we have relationships that we did not have before. And I'll go back and say, you know, I'm so very grateful that he was obedient. Because if he weren't obedient, we'd have never known. No, none of us would have ever known that he heard from God to come together, and he dismissed it. We would have just gone on with business. We would have just had church, and we would have never known and would never been privy to some of the relationships that we now have because of a simple act of obedience. And so, grateful.
All right, so Pastor Mike, you hear from God. You talk to Pastor George, and Pastor George says, hey, we responded. So what were you hoping to accomplish by having the two churches come together? Did you just hear Lord say, hey, just come together? Or was there like a, this is what you are to accomplish by having the two churches come together?
I think it was just a matter of us being obedient in the moment. I've always said that to you that we need to be obedient in the moment, let God do his work his way. And so I think being obedient in the moment, we really trusted and believed that I felt like it was a message God put in my heart that the world itself, the church, the body of Christ needed to hear. And I did not see it as something where we're making a prophetic statement or a statement to our community, nothing like that. But I do believe that when we do act in obedience, there are statements made. And so that's what happened when we made that jump and did that 6 weeks. I believe that God put on my heart that it was just us showing that we can truly worship together, that we can come together as the body of Christ for a period of time, and we can seek things where we can major on the majors and minor on the minors. And I think that we have so many issues that we don't do that. And so we found ways we could come together, and it never was an intention to make a statement, but I do believe when you're faithful, God does make a statement. And that's moving forward. I think that's what it was, Tim.
Okay, Pastor George, you have anything to add to that?
I can't remember the question.
The question, my friend, the question is, what were you hoping to accomplish by having the two churches come together?
You know, I would ditto what Pastor Mike said. I don't know that there was any set agenda. I think had we come in with an agenda, we probably would have been disappointed. But just being free-flowing and just allowing the Spirit of God to go wherever he wanted to go during that time, it just worked. And we purposed to not come together and talk about what we were going to talk about. So we didn't have a meeting and say, okay, first Sunday you're going to speak on this and the next Sunday I'll speak on that. And we didn't do that. We just trusted the Holy Spirit. And I think that's what we're supposed to do. I think we're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God and not to be prepackaged and pre-planned and try to have everything figured out. Because had we done that, then there would have been probably some reasons that would have spoke to us as to why we shouldn't do it. And then we would have tried to create messages, create a message that would kind of come together. As smart as Pastor Mike is, and of course as smart as I am, we could not have done it. We could not have put together a 6 consecutive messages that were linked together. We just could not have done it. And I'm glad we didn't try to do it.
Me too. I think it's one of those things where God really showed up and said, don't plan me out of this thing. Yeah. And I do believe that what's happening right now, Tim, and it might interfere with something else down the line, but we can always repeat. But he said, what will come out of this? I believe a beautiful thing that we saw that we desired that did come out of this is spontaneity. Mm-hmm. Spontaneity of relationships. I see people now in the community I never really locked eyes with before that now that see me and I see them, we're saying hello and we're visiting and interacting. You're having the same encounters and we're having things spontaneously merging between people who did not know each other before. And we said one church allowed the walls to come down and pave the path for the spontaneity of relationships. And that's one of the beautiful things taking place right at this moment.
Yeah. So. No, there can be no conception. You can't conceive something if the two parties who are trying to conceive don't come together. And so the only way you can conceive something new, new birth, new relationships, is you got to come together. And I think that, by and large, has taken place. And I don't think there was a better indicator of that than the last day. And I don't know if you'll get to something. But anyway, the last day when we all came together and had our family day together, well, it truly was a family day. It truly was easy to talk and easy to communicate. And you didn't have to kind of jump into, well, can we go over there and talk? I think there was just an ease about the whole day. And that was because it was primed by the 6 weeks. Had take that same day over here when we had our family day and omit the 6 weeks of messages and coming together, it would have been wholly different. We would have been off on one side, the black side, the white side. Few people come together in the middle. But it didn't happen that way. We were all just kind of getting along, just having a good time. There was an ease about it. And man, that's light. You know, the Bible tells us to be light, that the body of Christ is a light. And when we come together like that, you better believe it's glowing. And I think that's what people in the community saw. And they were like, man, there's a city set up upon the hill. There's light coming out, and so.
Well, Pastor George, you mentioned several times a coming together. You mentioned that, and we know that when you're dealing with people, you're talking about a coming together, lots of personalities, lots of different personalities, lots of different backgrounds. So when you go back to New Day Christian Church or you present this to Summit and you say, hey, we're going to get together for 6 weeks, and you roll this out to your congregation, how did they receive this?
You know, I don't know by and large how everyone received it, but I think many were like, yeah, let's go. Let's go over there. I'm sure because of the sake of comfort and the sake of status quo, I'm sure there were some that said, I don't know if I want to do this. And some may very well have checked out for 6 weeks. You know, they could have very well checked out. But I would say to anyone who didn't come along, my heart feels for them because they missed out on something tremendous, tremendous. You know, I want to share this scripture, and I think it fits within that question. Pastor Mike, he didn't come with any scripture. You know, he's just.
I hear you.
So the scripture, and you all know this scripture, but it just fits. Psalms 133, 1 through 3, it says, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured out over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. I mean, think about that just for a minute. That there's a blessing pronounced on coming together in unity. And we felt that. We sensed that. It was tangible. That there was a blessing pronounced. And so my heart really does go out on those who discounted it and didn't put it as a priority because they missed out on something wonderful. They missed out on a blessing.
Absolutely. I think that for us, by and large, it was very well received, because I do believe, as much as the in April when you came and preached on in my behalf when I was going to leave, that was a primer for the 6 weeks. And that primer set the stage for receptivity to the majority of people. I'd say, I won't put a percentage on it, but majority, the largest majority of people said absolutely yes, because that one Sunday was a primer for the six. Mm. And I just happened to be out of the mix and the one, and God brought me in on the six. So, but yeah, I think that was a primer that helped us and was very well received. Yeah.
I want to back up for just a second. In the beginning, I talked about there being a lot of buzz in our community about one church. And I know I would go to the barbershop and run into people, or when I was getting pool supplies, people in the pool supply store talking about, hey, I heard you and, you know, New Day and Summit, you guys are merging together, and just various places where people would understand this is what's happening at New Day and with Summit. And they were really curious about what's going on and why it's going on. But why do you think it's such a big deal here in this community? There were lots of people who were just trying to figure it out. So why do you think there was such a buzz and such a big deal about this?
I personally think because I don't see something of this magnitude that's ever been done in the body of Christ to my knowledge. So it set something new, something different. When something new takes place, man, get a new restaurant in town, what happens? Everybody flocks to the restaurant first 6 weeks, right? Until they get everything right. they come to new. So something new, people are going to flock to it, and they're going to raise curiosity. They're going to raise all kind of questions. They're going to have their own answers. That's happened in the community. And so when we talked about that, embrace the moment, because many people were trying to figure it out, and they said, I know what it is, and they fill in the blank. I know what it is, and I was going, man, y'all know some things that we don't even know, because we're just trusting God here and moving for these 6 weeks of worshiping together. That's all it is. And I think people were trying their best to peg it, to say this is what it is, because it was something different, so different. It was a difference causes people to raise a lot of questions and curiosity, and so they're trying to pin it down, and it's still happening right now. People are trying to pin it down, so I think that's part of it, Tim.
Yeah. And I would agree. I think the rarity of it, and I would dare say that nothing has been done like this for this long. Now, there's been times where churches have come together, and those are important, and I think they're significant, but when you take 6 weeks and you come together for 6 weeks, that's extremely significant, especially in an area where there's a divide politically, there's divides racially, there's divides east, west, north, south, county, there's issues, there's all around. And so when you bring something like this, and not just, and let's just put the elephant in the room, we've talked about it, but when you take a predominantly white church and bring it together with a predominantly black church in a climate that we're living in today, it speaks. It just speaks of volumes, because there's a vulnerability, and we're opening up our doors and we're becoming vulnerable. We're opening up and we're saying, you know what, for 6 weeks, I'm allow my heart. I'm allow it to potentially get hurt. I'm allow myself to potentially have some things happen. And so that's what I think made it. And the fact that we come together and there's just an anointing pronounced on unity. And that anointing destroys yokes and it removes burdens. And I think that's why I think most people that came, maybe everyone that came, felt lighter having come. Like that something came off of us. Something came off of our minds. Something shifted in the way we've lived life. And something made it, you know, something I think for many people made living in Morganton, it made it a better place. Absolutely. You know, it made it a better place.
And I think too, like, this was not really planned or orchestrated in this way, but right in the middle of one church with us coming together for 6 weeks of worship, right in the middle of this, we had a worship night on the square with a Hispanic worship band from Central America. And that night on the square, there was representation from New Day, from us, from various other churches in our community. And it was a night when we literally heard songs being sung in English and in Spanish. And my whole reflection was Revelation 7, where everybody stood before the throne and sang, "Holy, holy, holy is Lord God Almighty," in one voice. And so it was like a pretty amazing thing. We're in the middle of one church for 6 weeks, and then all of a sudden we have a worship band from Central America, Hispanic worship band. We're singing in Spanish and English all at one time simultaneously on the square. It's what an amazing statement mm-hmm. to the church being the body of Christ. So,
okay. All right. Well, like a lot of people in this room, perhaps, and maybe those watching online, you know, this happens over 6 weeks, and you go to church, and you come home. Like my wife and myself, we come home, we talk about our experience, we talk about what we saw, what we heard, what we liked about everything, and just kind of just what happened, what's happening from Sunday to Sunday. All right. And so for you two as pastors, what are some highlights for you from one church? What was your experience like?
One of the highlights for me was, man, taking one Sunday on and one Sunday off. I really enjoyed it. I mean, that weekend that I didn't have to minister, man, that was like I had a 3-week vacation in the midst of this. But yeah, that was just being able to come together, to meet new people. And one of the things that really stuck out for me, I cherish it, and I tell people about it, is I would have ladies from Pastor Mike's, from Summit, and men, but primarily ladies, older ladies, some of them, and they would just come up, if I may get up, just for a second, and they would just say this, and it just meant the world to me. They just grabbed me by my wrist, and they would say, "Thank you. Thank you." And I'm telling you, that blessed me more than you can imagine. Because I felt in that, we're grateful for this. We're grateful. We've been longing for this. This has been our heart's cry. And I do believe there's been intercessors. People have been praying for years. It wasn't just conceived, I think, by Pastor Mike one day hearing from God. I believe it was conceived by the Holy Spirit and then spoken to Pastor Mike through much intercession that may have been going on for years. This didn't just happen overnight, and the ease of it had to be some walls spiritually. It had to fall down before this could ever happen. And so I think that's kind of what kind of, I believe, happened. It was just tremendous, tremendous ease. And when I tell you, and Pastor Mike knows this, we didn't do a lot of organizing. We didn't do a lot of planning. You know, we just ran with it. We're like, we're coming over for dinner, you know? And, okay, we'll be ready. And that was pretty much it. It wasn't like, well, we got to get all our ducks in a row, and we got to have a big planning session, and we got to meet 6 weeks in advance. When I tell people that didn't happen, and yet it did work so smooth, it almost seems like, you couldn't have just did it like that. No, that's really what we did. We just came together.
And what I saw amazing too, Tim, was on our campus, during those Sundays, it was a great thing. On one Sunday, off another, I could sit back and just sit and listen, man. It was awesome. And be fed, and it was really great. But also, you know, the biggest things I took away from that was I saw a merging of hearts together of things that we were doing together, like our first impression teams. They rallied to the cause, and man, they jumped to it, and they were greeting at the doors, loving on people, smiling for people, opening the doors. And then our prayer teams were together in a prayer room praying for our services. We were together on our worship teams on the stage, worshiping together, and worship teams blended together like two of these and two of these. Next week, two more of these. Next week here, we're rotating all the way around. George and I sharing the messages. It was so amazing. And then just the spontaneity of smiles and hugs and relationships that were there. And I do a shout out to Miss Mary. I don't see her in the place tonight, but Miss Mary was a highlight of my 6 weeks. She'd sit me right there. On our stage, she'd sit right there, and she'd walk in, and she'd always do like this to me, like this, with a big smile on her face. And she said, "I love this. I love this." And she got to meet my mama, and that was a pair in the making, I'm telling you what. And she said, "Well, I'm going to tell you this. I talked to your mama." I said, "Yes, ma'am, Miss Mary." And she said, "I'm going to adopt you." I said, "Okay, ma'am, I'm ready. I'm ready." She said, "Well, I tell you what, your mama's your salt mama. I'm your pepper mama." I said, "There you go." And I said, I hugged her next to Miss Mary. My blood pressure's high. I got to pull back on some salts. I'm all about some pepper right now. And she said, so we had fun. So that point, I was thinking that was the second weekend. I got to meet Miss Mary. And things like, I say her name in that because things like that all over the place were just highlights of just the laughter and the joy. And those relationships were amazing to me. So it was really, really, really awesome.
All right. So, Pastor George, you mentioned coming together. So 6 weeks, but you did not come together to necessarily just sit and plan and say, "Listen, you talk about this and I'll talk about that." But nevertheless, you had six messages. So how do you all feel or do you feel that your message is connected?
Well, I believe God is working. He's doing something. And we're just seeking. I think Pastor Mike said it. We're not trying to be behind him, not trying to be in front of him, but just trying to be with him at what he's doing. And God is doing something. He's doing something in this hour. He's doing something in this world. And it is so vital that the body, his representation in the earth realm, be united. It's extremely important for us to be united, to be one. And I believe that's what was birthed, and that's what came out of our time together, is that it could not have been more appropriately titled or given the name of One Church. And I think that's what happened. That was the ethos of it, the overwhelming, prevailing thought the whole time was, man, we're one. And oneness in any institution, in any organization, whether it's in sports, whether it's in the corporate world, you can't exist without being one. And the church is the most important agency in the earth realm. It's the most important institution in the earth realm, and it must be one. And we don't have jurisdiction over all the world, but we have a jurisdiction of Morganton and Burke County. This is our jurisdiction, and if we do what we need to do here, we can impact this community while other communities are being impacted as well.
I think too, Tim, that's one thing that we can say. George and I take no credit for any of that taking place when we spoke on what we spoke on, the passages we used, because I can't tell you how many times you and I communicated and I talked to you saying, I'm gonna read your scripture this week, what are you preaching on? So you tell me the script, the passage. I had no clue what the message was about. And I say, well, I'm going on this for the following week. It's where God's led me. Then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my gosh, that fit like a glove. So that's a God thing. That's not us creating it. That's a God thing. And that happened all 6 weeks.
Okay. All right. So we talked about, you know, in the beginning, maybe when you roll it out, different personalities, different backgrounds, some people wondering what it's about and so forth. But then once you get into it, 1 week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. What's been the response from your congregation now after those 6 weeks?
Response has been incredible. Like we had such an awesome time for those 6 weeks of worshiping together, and it's been amazing. Now, I do admit, Pastor George, you said the first Sunday after the 6 weeks was over, it's like it was a very, you walk into, it was a somber day. It was one of those days where it's like, man, the air got lifted out of the balloon. But it was one of those times where we were so lifted up and so encouraged and such on a high. And so the attitude and spirit was we just had a wonderful time, and it was just amazing. So that's been the outcome of that, of longing to, like the fun family fun day, those kind of things, being together kind of thing.
Yeah, and I would agree. And I think sometimes we can overanalyze something, pick at the pieces, try to figure out this and that. But I think there's value in just seeing the essence of it. And the essence of it was, for me, it was just good. And I think everyone else, without trying to say, well, it was good because of this, and it was good because of that, and all of those things matter, but it was just good all the way around. And without trying to, you know, overanalyze it, you know, it's just like, okay, we can look at a tree in the middle of fall, and it's got red and green and orange and all of these wonderful colors. And we can try to figure out what makes it red and yellow and purple and all those other colors, or we can just say, that's beautiful. That was beautiful. And I think that's kind of where I believe the people here at New Day were, like, this was just good. It was just good.
I think we truly felt like we experienced like a revival of energy and excitement. It was just, it was contagious. And that's what I would come away with on it. And so it was just a powerful time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do you say to people who, maybe some people you've talked to, or maybe they're looking at this broadcast now and they say, you know, I believe God, he's, you know, over the last 2 years, or 3 years ago, 4 years ago, he placed something on my heart like this, but I didn't go through with it. I didn't act on it. I didn't respond like Pastor George said. What do you say to people who might be resistant to a coming together like One Church? Not necessarily those who belong, who are members of One Church, but those who are in our community, lots of churches in our community, lots of hearts for Christ, and they want to do something like this, but for whatever reason, they did not. They were reluctant to do so, or they just didn't do it. But what do you say to people who might be resistant to this, to a coming together?
Man, I don't mean this in a sarcastic way or nothing else, but we need to get over ourselves and just follow what God tells us to do, follow him in what he's calling us to do and be, and just be obedient. One of my favorite passages of scripture is in Joshua chapter 3 when they're crossing the Jordan River. Joshua's been handed the mantle to lead over, and God tells him how many times, be strong and courageous. Why do you have to tell him to be strong and courageous? He felt like he was weak and he was scared. And so God's basically saying, Joshua, get over yourself. I'm in control here. And they get by the river. And he says, now, step into the water. We're talking about a Jordan River that's raging, that would take you down and drown you at that stage of harvest time. But what did they do? It says in Scripture specifically, when they put their foot in the waters receded all the way back to Adam. There was dry ground to cross over in the Promised Land. Many times that first step is the most critical step and the scariest step you'll ever take. If you don't take that step, you don't arrive at the Promised Land. So you got to take the step. And so that would be my challenge, Tim. I don't mean over-spiritualize it, but it is that way, because I've been in my way before and God's put things in my path. And I try to be somebody that says, I make a lot of mistakes and I've learned a lot of lessons. And many of my lessons came from mistakes, missed opportunities. And so I've tried to learn from that. And this was one where I said, God, I'm not missing this, but I'm going to be obedient to do the big ask because you asked me to. And so I would say, just, you know what? Be obedient. That 20 seconds of insane courage and just do the ask. And so be it. Don't be afraid.
Pastor George?
No, What Pastor Mike said is so true. And I think I've missed opportunities, and I realize, you know, man, I heard God speaking to me and I didn't do it. And the beauty of God is this, is that thank God he doesn't pull the rug out from under us when we miss it. He says, just like he did with the disciples, Peter, James, and John, he said, you guys fell asleep on me, but come on, let's go. We still got some work to do. And so there's always opportunity to do something else. We missed that opportunity, and it was an opportunity, but to do something else. And I think what this time has showed me is that it's really okay to step out on a what seems to be just a thought, an idea. But it's birthed in a time of just gleaming from God, and just step out in it. And the courage, I think it's Billy Graham who said that the courage of one will cause the spines of many to stiffen. And I truly believe that. If it doesn't happen here amongst us as pastors, as those who are called to lead, to lead the flock of God, then how can we ever expect the congregation to do and to be what God has called them to be? It takes a courage from up here. And that courage that Pastor Mike displayed and just asking me to come up. And you know, I mean, I shared some things up here by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God that he could have said, Well, your days are over here. you're done. We're not going to have you back for the next three Sundays. But he didn't do that. Matter of fact, he endorsed it. And it was, to me, one that we talked about highlights. That Sunday after the Sunday that I ministered, the second Sunday, when he came up and he endorsed, and he said what he said, that to me was such a bold thing to do. To say, you know what, endorse it, I stand by it. That probably did more, in my opinion, that did more to the receptivity of myself and himself going forward than anything else. Had he not, I'm like, man, we ain't listening to this dude no more. He can come, but we're not trying to listen to you, because it's just window. It's just, what do you call it, window?
Dressing.
Window dressing. It's just window dressing. There's no reason. I mean, we're just here. But that was that. I can't say enough about that.
Thank you, George. I do know that we don't have to have all the questions answered to move in faith. And I would share real quickly. I've learned a really strong life lesson. Many people are out here from Summit. The senior probably watching online as well. The birthing of Summit had taught me so much about that whole process. And the birthing of Summit was something where I, as the pastor to become the pastor of that merger of our two churches together, Journey and Calvary. And I see heads nodding, some people. I was the one that was a holdout in that whole process because I was scared out of my mind. Because I looked and said, God's kingdom is sometimes this just don't go well, no. And I was said, I was the holdout. And so God beat me up over that. And I can take some beatings. And when I take a beating, I usually learn a pretty good lesson. God beat me up over that, and God took me on a journey of mine and Debbie's journey together through ministry. And every ministry stop we have made, God showed me how much it did not make sense in the beginning stages. He said, did I let you down in that one? No. Did I move you here and it didn't make sense? Did I let you down then? No. I moved you somewhere you didn't even know was on the map, put you in this church. Did that make sense then? No. Did I let you down then? No. I moved you home to plant a church with four people to start with. Did I let you down then? No. He said, so what's your problem now? I said, okay. But I think in this process, one of those things where God says, I'm speaking, and so don't have to have all the questions answered. Just say yes, and let me do the talking.
Yeah.
Let me work it out. So that.
All right. So Pastor Mike, Pastor George, in this 6 weeks of coming together, Summit and New Day, is there anything that surprised you during this 6 weeks? Anything that stood out and just surprised you?
Surprised in a, what do you mean by surprised? I'm sorry.
Answer it the way you receive it, whatever way you want to receive that. I don't want to elaborate too much and get you going down a path that maybe you wouldn't have gone down, but something that just stood out. You said, wow, okay, I didn't see that coming, or I didn't expect that, or
I truly believe when you step out in obedience and step out to follow God where God leads you, when you don't have any, so many questions are still lingering in the air. The mystery of us not even planning out, we don't know who's speaking what and what Sundays. We don't know. We're just following God one step at a time. And when it all just comes together and it fits and it works and God's glory shines down upon the whole event, it's like, oh, wow. That would be a surprise. Not a surprise. It kind of is, because we don't think that way sometimes. So when God's glory shone down on the whole experience, those 6 weeks and the vibe and the energy, excitement, and all that took place, you're like, wow, okay, this is awesome. Okay. I think it was that for me.
Okay, fantastic. Pastor George.
I don't know that, it was a clean slate, so nothing really. I wouldn't define anything as a surprise. Mm-hmm. I think there were some things that met and actually surpassed my expectation, but it wasn't necessarily a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah. So, bad question.
I would agree with George on that, but like nothing.
Bad question?
No, not the question. No, I would say that things surpassed our expectations, and that was the coolest thing in the world about it. So it was like really just saying, here's where we saw that the body of Christ needs to really come together, and we saw that happen, which is amazing.
Okay, so Pastor George, here's a better question for you, okay? Because inquiring minds want to know. So during this 6 weeks, what is something that you learned about yourself from this whole experience, meeting with the Summit? Something you learned about yourself?
I think what I learned about myself is that every audience, every group of people that God puts us in front of, there is an anointing to carry it. In other words, there's giftings for every setting. And sometimes, you know, you can get where, you know, we're here every Sunday and we're ministering, we're teaching, we're doing. But there's also anointings for different settings as well. And I think in just sharing over these past, those 6 weeks, three Sundays, sometimes I had to go back and say, was that you? Was that you? Meaning there's a, and it was all because of the hunger. Had there not been a hunger in the congregation, if there had not been a thirst for what God was trying to say, then both of us would have been muzzled. We would have been, you know, it would have been difficult. Because you're doing two services, and you're doing the same message for two services, which mine didn't really come out, nor did it his. It didn't come out as the same message either time. But there was such a pull. There was a pull. Like it was like you just get up there, and I made reference to it one Sunday, that anyone could have come up on that stage that particular Sunday and opened up their mouths, and it would have come out. It would have flowed. And so I think just being in that setting, it taught me that we're in the right place at the right time in front of the right people.
Okay, all right. Pastor Mike, is there something that you learned about yourself, or what is it?
Yeah, I think the whole experience really spoke to me about how I was fresh out of my getting back almost a few Sundays prior to that was when I got back pretty much full time after I'd been gone my leave during my grief journey, and which is still continuing, but that 3 months gone. So one church was one of the first times I really landed on my feet for an extended period of time at the church, and I thought it was very unique timing of everything. And so it really spoke to me, but it really also spoke to me about change will always reveal hearts. And so something different, something changing will reveal something inside of me, inside of anybody, inside of all of us, because change stirs things up. And so that change in that moment showed me the beauty of the body of Christ, showed me the beauty of God's kingdom. And it showed me how sometimes that I can cease living on the edge. I can step back and become really safe. And I can really become very complacent. It showed me areas of my heart where I can become complacent very quickly. I can get to these places where I'm just going through the motions, just getting in a groove and just keep going. But the thing that's going to stir me and motivate me is this, that as I look at turning 60 next year, it's like this, well, we share the same birthday. There you go. I turned 60 the same year. As I look at this and look at my journey and look at my life, it's moving forward knowing that God's still got some challenges ahead. God's still got some change ahead. And I still have in me the excitement for what God's going to do that only God can do. And it don't have to be just going through the motions, going through the status quo. And I've been reading a book here lately, and it's stirring me as a result of this experience. And the author said, when do we ever start living as if we're supposed to arrive safely into heaven? And I'm thinking, God, I want to be all in with you. And this experience proved to me there's still some energy left. There's still some gas in the tank. And we need to be more on the edge than we ever were before because we got to trust you.
Yeah.
And I can't become complacent. If I, as George said, it starts here as the pastors, I've got to be the one leading on the edge, leading the way. And I would want to be the Joshua that says, everybody step, I know that water could sweep us out and take our lives. Let's step in the water. Let's go. And that showed it to me. I don't want to be complacent. Mm-hmm. And it showed me how I can be real quickly.
Okay. May I add to that? That was beautiful, what Pastor Mike just said. And I think because the Spirit of God is so counterculture, counter-rationale, how we ration, and so it's life-giving to live out there, whatever that might be. And those 6 weeks were life-giving because we were out there on the edge. We were going places, and I think you want to live that. You want to live that out on the regular. Just whatever God says, do it. Whatever that might be.
Okay. Well, the initial 6 weeks of One Church have come and gone. So where do we go from here? Is there something that you all have talked about, met about, planned out? Possibly not, probably not. But where do we go from here as One Church?
Well, you know, I do believe that the concept of One Church is not finished. There's things that still God would desire for us to do as playouts from this. Don't know what those really are yet. I mean, you know, we're praying through seeking out. But, you know, I think we can sometimes sit back and wait on an event to take place from something that took place for a six-week period of time. But the beauty of, George and I were just talking backstage just a moment ago, the beauty right now is the spontaneity of relationships that have been built and struck between us has been amazing. So the spontaneity of just things that are cropping up between women that are joining Bible studies together and they're doing outings together and we're seeing each other in our community and we're seeking, we're serving together and just doing these kind of things. And so the spontaneity of relationships spurred out of this is huge. And so I do believe that that can be one of the biggest things that's happening right now as a underground movement of all this, that is the spontaneity of what was birthed in those 6 weeks. And it was, and like you said, it's not just a one-time event, as George spoke to, not a one-day deal. It was 6 weeks. And out of that 6 weeks was the birthing ground of some spontaneity relationships that are ongoing. And it's going to it's going to help us.
Well, you, Pastor Mike just said, I don't know if he unconsciously said or if he said it, you know, just a slip, but he did say backstage. So I'm thinking we're going to go on and do some music together. You know, I think you know, because we did sing a little bit while we were up there. So, but no, I would agree wholeheartedly. I mean, I think once we try to, if we stop asking the question, God, what is it that you want? If we stop asking that question and get into a place where we start trying to plan it out and reason it out and figure it out and start coming up with a slew of good ideas, I think we're off the beaten path. But when we allow the Spirit of God to give us his next move, like what do you want to do next? Where do you want to go next? How do you want to do this? Whatever that might be. And just let us just relax and rest. And we're not going to do anything until he tells us to do something. But there are relationships that have been spawned out of this that are spontaneously, that there are organically, there are new relationships that have been formed. I know I've talked to some people who have had lunch together, are in meetings together, are walking together. Those are the types of things that happen because we came together. I give you something that's just really practical. And I've been to a couple of places around town, and I'll go in and say, "Hey, Pastor Logan." I'm like, "Where'd that come from?" It's made me get on my P's and Q's a little bit more. And I'm like, "I hope I didn't do anything that was crazy." But so I went in this one store, and there was a young man who said, "Pastor Logan." And I was like, "Wow." And he said, "Yeah, I was at Summit I was at one church, and I really enjoyed our time together. And I was buying I was about to buy a product there that this store had. And so as I brought it up, I said, "Man, I was like, I said I would buy this. I said, but I can get it cheaper somewhere else." And the person says, "Well, I can match it." And I like, "But it's almost half the price." He says, "Yeah, but I can match it." And sure enough, he matched it. And I say that to show the birthing of relationships. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to match it. But because we've been in the same space, we've had some time to grow relationally, I'm certain that he probably felt like he knew me a little better now. And I think there's just a kindredness that happens. And even in this room right now, there's kindredness. There's some things that we just feel like we know one another better. We may not know one another as good as we will or can, but we do feel like we've shared the same space, we've heard the same messages, we've had the same kinds of conversations, and something has been birthed out of that. And we're further down the road than we were 6 weeks prior to us coming together.
And I do think, Tim, in the body of Christ, there is such a beauty of the various parts of the body of Christ. And what you have with New Day and Summit is, I truly believe, we have two healthy, strong parts of the body of Christ. And so that's a beautiful thing. But I also know in between New Day and Summit, like we do know, like we, each every one of us, we have our strengths, we have our weaknesses. And so we can move forward in this, making each other better than we were before. As New Day, you guys, New Day do an incredible job with, for example, crossover basketball camps, doing an incredible job. Man, we could walk beside you guys and help make that thing even bigger and better for our community. We have a great partnership with our city. We could partner together in a bigger and better way in our city to make a huge, more powerful impact together in our community. So we can make each other better. There's beauty in two parts of the body of Christ being healthy and strong. And what we've been able to do in these 6 weeks is we've been able to find a place that our hearts have blended together. And by our hearts blended together, we can walk beside and make New Day better, stronger. New Day can walk beside a Summit and make better and stronger. So we can complement each other in this journey called two parts of the body of Christ. Hmm. And make a bigger impact for bigger glory of God's kingdom.
Amen.
All right. Well, we are about to end our live broadcast, and then we'll have question and answer time here in the congregation. But right before we end, is there anything, Pastor George, that you'd like to say to the congregation or to those watching online? And same for you, Pastor Mike, if there's anything you'd like to say.
I would just extend once more our gratitude toward Summit, towards Pastor Mike. It was a wonderful, wonderful time that we had, and we were well received and were made to feel welcome, holy, and I think we all left there with just a tremendous amount of appreciation for your ministry and for Summit, and we do consider it even more so. I mean, it's easy to say we're brothers, hey brother, hey sister, but to really have a strong sense of, hey, brother, or what's up, bro? To have that kind of connection, it just means a lot. Relationships are everything. And I think that's that my heart just filled with gratitude in that area. So thank you all. Thank you.
I'd be the same. George and I have. And as I said a long time ago, I do believe God worked in mysterious ways and ways that are beyond our wildest comprehensions, because George and I have shared a lot of coffee together and get-togethers and relationship, just sharing about struggles and life issues. And he was one of the people I went to frequently during my grief journey, just saying, I'm lost. I don't know where to turn. And so out of that relationship is what was built through one church, the 6 weeks. And it's birthed in me a deeper appreciation, deeper walk, deeper relationship with Pastor George and with New Day as a whole. And it's helped me just to envision it's helped me to envision God's kingdom in a much bigger way. Saying we want to bust down the gates of hell.
Amen.
And make a bigger impact than we ever did before. And we can do that through two healthy churches going together for the cause of Christ.
All right, Pastor Mike, thank you for being here with us tonight. I'm going to ask this Adam, to close us out in prayer. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you'll have to go back and look at the messages from Summit over the past 6 weeks when we were there. So, Pastor George, if you could close us out in prayer, please.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together, and we are so very grateful for what you have done. We take no credit for it. We're not good in and of ourselves. As Jesus said, there's not one that's good, and that's God. And so we know that you're good, you're wonderful, and it's your desire that we really dwell together in unity, that we really see ourselves as a body, as one. And so thank you for this. Thank you for this time. Thank you for Pastor Mike and his leadership. And thank you for the wonderful people and brothers and sisters at Summit, as well as at New Day. And all the work that you still desire to do through us, we look forward with outstretched necks, anticipating your voice, your Holy Spirit speaking to us. Holy Spirit, we give you free rein to do whatever you desire to do, and we'll be so very attentive to hear your voice. Thank you for it. We thank you for taking us all home safely this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, well, thanks for joining us for Let's Talk About It, and we'll see you all next time.